Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
It's been my custom here on Community Comment to pick one subject and drill it. But I'm so conflicted about two subjects this week that I'm afraid if I don't get them off my chest, I'll be bothered that I might forget one in the next go around here. So let's see how this goes. First, graffiti. Nothing new in this town, especially Eureka, but this one touched a nerve down deep. One of the fences in our neighborhood had the infamous two words, blank you, written all over it. Well, I have to say that the neighbor got on it pretty fast, or faster than the norm, and was sending it off the boards when I pulled up to our house the other day. So I sauntered over to ask him how it was going and ask how long he'd been at this fun task. Here we pause. So for the record, I voted for Trump, primarily because I couldn't see another 4 years of the same old stuff, and Hillary wasn't the brightest bulb on the tree as far as I was concerned. Am I one of those that wish Mr. Trump would shutter the Twitter account and a few other things? Yes, and I wish the government didn't need such a shockwave, but here it is. But the fence neighbor has given me this pause and a ton more support for the current situation. So unpause. So I complimented our neighbor for being so quick to get rid of the nasty language on the fence. Now this is a direct quote from obviously a Trump hater. If it had said blank you Trump, I would have left it there. I was just blown away by the painfully ill-mindedness of this guy. I couldn't speak. I should have, but we never talked much anyway. But what he did that day was endear me just a little bit more to my current beliefs, because I mean this sincerely. I wasn't the biggest Obama fan, but still, I would never have said something so stupid. Well, in closing, if you read the My Word piece in the Times Standard the other day about this guy who was all beside himself about the number of trucks he counted from an overpass, had to be in Arcata, and to quote my sainted wife, good golly, Miss Molly, and reminded me as I was driving in my second board's big truck the other day, because he borrowed my Nissan Altima to make an emergency trip to San Francisco, I looked at his dirty truck, which he uses to haul everything from earth to fencing to his dog when he takes a family vacation. Though a good wash job might have made his truck look like a trophy, as the author of this piece suggested. Then there's a number three son who sold himself the truck he drives, hauling currently new siding for his house. Dude, out of the 25% trucks that you counted hanging over this overpass, which worries me as well, maybe one or two are trophy trucks. And what the heck is wrong with that? It can't be the big bumper, because you said you liked that aspect of the truck. His article just smacked at the whitewashing of America. No trucks allowed. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.